NFL monitoring supersonic travel ahead of potential European expansion. By Dylan Gwynn on November 19, 2025. The NFL is reportedly monitoring the possible return of an older aircraft technology as part of its plans to expand the league to Europe. According to Andrew Beaton of the Wall Street Journal, the NFL is quietly monitoring the progress of Boom Supersonic and other companies exploring supersonic travel for the prospect of placing an NFL team, or perhaps an entire division, across the Atlantic. It's been 26 years since the retirement of the Air France and British Airways operated Concorde flights that regularly made transatlantic supersonic flights. The NFL has made no secret of its plans to increase its European footprint, even to the point of permanently basing teams on the continent. However, the problems posed by extended travel times for the European division, by the US-based teams traveling to play them, and by the competitive imbalances that would result have remained roadblocks to the NFL's plans. Until now, Boom Supersonic does not yet have an aircraft capable of commercial supersonic flight. Still, it has plans for an airplane, named Overture, to take to the skies with a full complement of travelers by 2029. If successful, the aircraft would cut the transatlantic journey roughly in half. And that obstacle all but disappears. A supersonic flight from New York to London would take under 4 hours. That travel time would make the trek very doable and negate any competitive advantage issues. Problems remain, though. An NFL franchise typically travels with over 200 people, including players, coaches, trainers, assistants, families, and others. As of now, Overture is projected to carry only 60 to 80 passengers. Which means the NFL would need multiple supersonic charters. Not to mention the considerable equipment an NFL team carries when it travels. Though the equipment could still technically travel via standard charter.